Now, please welcome to the stage from Klamath Falls, Oregon, Mr. Carl Skronz. How you doing, Carl?
Doing good, thank you.
Have a seat. Now, what I said earlier about the guy that leading off was the key. That was just a lie.
So the closer.
Is the key. This is all on your shoulders. I understand too. I saw your bio. You have two dogs and four cats. Is that what it said?
Well, I claim the dogs.
Yeah.
My wife Brenda is.
I just want to know. From my knowledge, because we had cats on the farm, you can have one cat or a lot of cats, but you can't have four cats.
Well, we're responsible pet owners. We had them spayed and neutered.
Oh, so. I see. Bob Barker is so proud of you.
Oh, that he is.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Actually, we were similar to that, me and my brothers. We were kind of ornery farm kids. On our farm, if you saw a cat with a tail on it, you knew he was a visitor. Basically.
I can relate to that.
You can connect on
sure,
that, too.
Yeah.
All right, Carl. Everybody knows when it comes to wheat production that export is a key part of the game. It is with every commodity group, but certainly with yours. And I can even remember back way in the early 70s, one of the first time ag exports really hit the news and the headlines was when Earl Butz and we signed the big deal with the Soviet Union, and it was better to trade bushels than bullets. Mm-hmm. And that was the line that he made famous. So tell us about the impact, the importance of exports to your commodity group and how it may be a little unique compared to some of the others.
Well, sure. And I might say my dad, Earl Butz, was my dad's hero, so I do remember him as a Secretary of Ag. Mm-hmm. Exports for wheat are vitally important. We're the largest exporter in the world. We're not the largest wheat producer in the world, but we export more. And on the average, 50% of our wheat in the United States is exported. And me being from Oregon, Pacific Northwest, it ranges more than the 90%. So, wow. So trade is vitally important to us.
Are we holding our own? Are back into the playing the fair game? Are we losing market share? Gaining market share? Is the horizon bright? Where are we with regards to what our export future looks like?
Well, you know, it's very sporadic. I think we're a very good producer of quality wheats, and I think with our breeding programs that we've had and all that, we sort of emphasize quality. And so at times, I wouldn't say we're the cheapest producer of wheat, so sometimes when there's shortages in the world, it's easy to sell our wheat. This year has not been one of those years, and that's where trade gets very important to us. You know, you could get into talking about free trade agreements. There's three free trade agreements that are on our radar screen that are extremely important to us. Our sister organization, U.S. Wheat Associates, along with National Association of Wheat Growers, is that's one of our big goals right now, is pushing the administration and pushing to get free trade agreements passed through Congress and get some markets. Like, for example, Colombia is an $80 million market for us, and we need to get that opened up, or we will lose that business to Canada.
Those agreements, where are they sitting right now? Are they sitting on somebody's desk?
Lots of politics. You know, you get it's a bigger, broader issue than just trade.
Right.
It gets into human rights and some of the political issues. And that's something that has always bothered me about agriculture or agriculture products. Sometimes you use this as a political football, and
sure,
that doesn't work so well for me.
Food has always been a political football.
Sure.
Now, you also, a year ago, I think at Classic, or maybe you introduced at Classic, did a survey, a biotech survey amongst your members, and it was overwhelmingly 75%+ or something, which you can't get 75% of the people to agree on anything, that the sky is blue. But they all agreed and were excited about the need for, the push for biotechnology. The wheat growers doing relative to that? Where are we? Are there some new things on the horizon we should be excited about?
Well, I think there are. that survey that was sent out to all growers that had over 500 acres of wheat, I believe, and had a very good response return from that. And as you said, 75% was just an awesome amount. we had some strategic planning a few years ago in our organization, and one of the things that we realize is we're losing acreage to other commodities, and we need to desperately get our yields increased. And one of those ways to do that is biotechnology or advanced breeding techniques for wheat and get our yields up a little bit. You get up in like the Dakotas and Minnesota and some of those areas, and there's disease problems there, head scab, and if they could come up with some resistance to that, whether it be biotech or just some advance getting some trait bred into wheat, they could get their yields bumped up a lot. Also, another issue that's important to us would be drought tolerance. You know, wheat's kind of grown where nothing else will grow in many parts of the United States, and so the yields are real variable. Lots of variability in the yields, and if we could get a little bit more assurance of a crop, I think more people would grow wheat.
No question about that. Thanks, sir.
All right.
Appreciate that. Give Carl a nice round of applause. We're going to keep him here.